guys. My name is John, and you're listening to the TechData Pro podcast. It is Sunday, the 17th of November, 2024, and it is week 46. Hope you're doing well, guys. I find myself very amused this week about the reaction of some people to the recent election victory of Donald Trump in the US presidential campaign. As a European, I offer no opinion on the candidates, as frankly, it is none of my business. But as a follower of online trends, I am deeply amused by the amount of users on X who are announcing their dramatic departure in protest for President Trump's election and the alleged role that Elon Musk had in that successful campaign. Even newspapers like The Guardian in the UK have announced that they will no longer be posting on X. In a fit of rage quitting, left-leaning X users are fleeing like online refugees to their perceived safe haven, Blue Sky. Blue Sky, a tiny rival to X that I spoke about before on this podcast last year, and I will leave a link to that episode in my show notes, is now reportedly creaking under the strain of this influx of disgruntled X users. In my opinion, everyone currently leaving X is apparently disgusted by reading opposing opinions. They don't reflect, they deflect. Instead, they should reflect on why the majority of their fellow citizens disagree with their worldview. Because of this mindset, our online tribal silos are getting deeper and deeper, which is quite sad when you think about it. Online platforms are no longer the walled gardens as we described them in the past, but they are now becoming ghettos. Watching online refugees forming a new ghetto on the Blue Sky app in real time is fascinating to me. What we have now is we have these tribal communities forming in different online platforms, or ghettos. The center ground of moderates is becoming a no man's zone, with the left moving to Blue Sky, Mastodon and Threads, while the right have taken over X. Tribal lines have been redrawn. We live in interesting times, you guys. I don't know what to make of it. I really miss the days of the open internet when people simply published on their own blogs their thoughts and opinions, and people commented there if they wished to do so, and they only read that blog again if they wished to do so. It wasn't force-fed to them in some feed on some platform. And this is why you have people leaving some platforms, because it isn't aligned with their political views. So they're being effectively force-fed views that they, you know, they have a disgusted like reaction to, whether they're right or wrong. And frankly, I think they're wrong. I think it's important to listen to opposing views and to constantly reflect on your own positions. But a lot of people don't want to do that. They're, frankly speaking, intellectually lazy, and they want to be surrounded by people who agree with them. They don't want to be challenged. They want people to agree with them, and they want people to reinforce their beliefs. And these echo chambers, or online ghettos, are being formed in real time, right now. It feels like we're in this weird place where, depending on which of these communities you're a part of, you have a completely different perspective on the world, and you're seeing everything through that prism. And naturally, for a wider society, that's quite dangerous, to be frank. There is no shared town square anymore. And it's sad, and it saddens me as a parent, and it makes me worried about the future, that we have become so tribal and so disconnected from one another, and I don't see anybody making any effort to bridge those gaps. For a platform owner, you want engagement. The engagement is more important than the headcount. And one thing that's really good at driving engagement is politics, because it makes people angry and it makes people engage more. So right now, to me, this is starting to feel a bit like a death spiral, I'm afraid to say. Personally, I am remaining on X, not because of any political beliefs, simply because of inertia. I already have an account there. I have a bigger following there than I do on my Blue Sky account, for example, which is tiny. I think I probably have a Threads account as well, which is also tiny. So inertia is keeping me where I am, also known as network effects. And maybe the people who are moving to these smaller platforms, some of them giving up millions of followers to join a platform where they have zero followers, maybe those network effects will bring them back. Let's see. So apart from worrying about the online tribal communities that we are forming, What else did I do this week? In terms of media that I'm enjoying, I am back reading Caesar by Christian Meyer. It is a biography of Julius Caesar. It's really interesting. I started to read it a while back, and for some reason I lost interest, but found myself recently craving some historical content. And this time I'm actually really enjoying it. I think I was just not mentally ready for it before, because it is quite a dense book. It contains a lot of detail, but it is very well written, and I'm really enjoying it. So definitely recommend Caesar by Christian Meyer. Apart from that, season 2 of Silo has resumed on Apple. I have watched the first episode that's just been released. It's absolutely brilliant. It is so atmospheric. It's amazing, the atmosphere in that episode. It is absolutely creepy and tense, the entire episode. Even for someone who has read the book and I knew what to expect, it was so well done. Apple are doing a brilliant job on science fiction these days, and Rebecca Ferguson is brilliant in that role, so definitely recommend checking out Silo on Apple. It's the best science fiction show around right now. Okay, I'll leave it there, guys. My final thought is, if you find yourself living in a ghetto, please make sure you visit the ghetto next door. They're actually nice people after all. Take care, have a great week, and talk to you next time.